This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Democrats are pushing back hard on the idea that federal employees should have to actually respond to an email sent out by DOGE.
Yep.
Here's, and I know you played some of this earlier. Here's the full clip. Representative Ralph Norman, one of our local Congress members, and Todd Pyro on Fox News this morning.
If you look at this, there are roughly 3 million federal workers. The price tag that the taxpayers pay is right at $271 billion a year. Is it too much to ask for them to verify why they're making an average salary of $106,000 a year? Do you think in the private sector that single mom who is working two jobs at a restaurant can't justify where she was, or the hygienist at the dentist's office can't verify what, you know, how many patients they saw? The absurdity and I guess the arrogance of the workers who says that's a heavy lift is what's wrong with that's what the Americans are sick and tired of. It's not their money. We're the ones who are paying the bills. We have a right to know. And Elon Musk is, he's the numbers don't lie on what he's finding out. And again, it's a great day, and this is going to be transformational for America to finally realize what these federal employees are doing. And many of them are good and can verify it, but to threaten to quit and for the labor unions to suggest that they not provide it, well, then risk losing your job.
Well, it's such a sense of entitlement. And you see it, they post it on social media, you see it on other media outlets. They feel entitled to these jobs. And they're very upset when people ask them to justify ultimately what they're doing. They don't seem to get that in the private sector, this is par for the course. You consistently have to justify what.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is not that unusual. I mean, folks all the time have to, you know, have an accounting of what it is they do. Then, you know, are you meeting your job objectives? I mean, good grief. That's, you know.
Yeah. And meanwhile, number one story right now I could see on our app that tracks this by hits and clicks is Trump naming Dan Bongino deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah.
The chief objection of the left over the weekend was, well, he doesn't have experience. You mean at coups? You mean at hoaxes?
Yes.
You mean at lying to the FISA court to get the ability to spy on Trump when you commit a felony five times to re-up the authorization? You mean like that? Good.
Yeah.
He obviously wants outsiders. He wants outsiders to the culture. And the reason you would bring in an outsider like this is so many people, look, you make bank after you leave the FBI on your security clearances. You get hired as a contractor. You've got all of your connections, and those connections, like the FBI itself, because of who the leadership has been for 20 years, because of who they've hired, it's all weaponized. You do not want anyone from inside the FBI. You don't. You want a fresh set of eyes, but most importantly, to keep yourself safe, you want somebody or somebodies, in the case of Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, who are loyal to you. Loyalty is the number one criteria, as far as I'm concerned, for our safety, for my safety, your safety, Lee. Because when you look at what the FBI was doing, I mean, dear God, they were censoring Americans. They were censoring Donald Trump. They got Donald Trump's accounts taken away in partnership with social media. They covered up the crimes of Hunter Biden using that censorship ability. No, that laptop, no, that one there, no, that's not. They had it in their possession the whole time. Mm-hmm. They lied to us. They had had it in their possession since 2019, a full year before they had the Hunter Biden laptop story censored. And Mark Zuckerberg backs me on that. He says that he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have censored that story, but the FBI lied to him. Do you want somebody with that kind of experience? Because that's who that whole agency is. Or their bread is buttered there. Everybody wants to get that sweet consulting job afterward that pays even more than working as an FBI agent. You can't trust a single one of them. You can't. You need to send in fresh faces, because you know what that tells me? He's going through there with an axe. He's going to just chop it all out. So yeah, no, Bongino doesn't have any experience at the FBI. He does have experience, obviously, as a Secret Service guy.
Yeah.
But you know what he does have? And he is an expert, if you listen to Bongino, because he will deep dive so deep on the Russia collusion hoax that, like, he actually teaches me a few things, because I, you know, do this for a living. I follow it. I think I've got an in-depth knowledge of it, and I'll listen to his podcast even now on it. I'm like, wow, he knows like the back of his hand what the FBI did. Mm-hmm. That's why he's there.
He also knows what the Secret Service didn't
do. Yes, he does. Yep. And remember, what shocking thing do we learn about that Butler rally with the assassin? It was one of the few that the FBI had helped the Secret Service to plan. Mm-hmm. So that's, and we've never gotten any details on that, despite Congress requesting 33,000 pages from the FBI. The FBI's like, no, screw you. We're not giving it to you. So Trump's like, I'm going to send in some people who are hostile to the FBI. And we're going to let them try to get it. That's who needs to run the FBI. People who are openly hostile to the FBI. And yet, Dan Bongino, absolute expert level understanding of the Russia collusion hoax, the working of it, all the, you know, interworkings between the agencies. He's going to know exactly where to go to headhunt inside there. That's why he's being sent in, Lee. Mm-hmm. He knows where to go. He knows what questions to ask. Cash Patel can't do that full time. He's got to run that in the ATF. That's why he's being sent in. Democrats don't like that.
Of course not. Because some of them might be getting caught up in it.
I know. So all of this, what you're seeing, everything this weekend that they're screaming about, from Trump firing the Joint Chiefs to putting Bongino in, to finally that judge letting him fire the 2000 at USAID, that was the nexus of the coups against Trump. USAID funded a lot of it. I went through how earlier, if you want to read about it. I mean, even the Russia collusion hoax was funded by USAID. I've got all that up on my X account. You can go read it for yourself. And Michael Schellenberger's reporting. Again, he is a liberal journalist, not a conservative. He's an excellent job of basically explaining. I mean, you can't let these people run this place.
No.
So you've got all of that going on. Meanwhile, and you know what? I hope these Democrats keep digging their feet in, their toes in, you know, publicly over illegal immigration. Please keep doing it.
Please do.
Because we need Americans to understand something, okay? Americans are good-hearted people. They'll give you a chance. And I'm afraid the next Democrat candidate that comes along, maybe in 2028, they'll be like, well, let's just see what they believe. Let's see what they're going to do. No, they need to understand. You elect a Democrat, any Democrat.
Yes.
They are going to first and foremost advocate for illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. You are a second-class citizen. It doesn't matter which one. And here's Tom Homan. I mean, just raging at CPAC. And he's right. Of course, he's Trump's deportation czar. Take a listen.
I wrote a story. I wrote a story last night. The police commissioner of Boston. You said you doubled down on not helping the law enforcement officers of ICE. I'm coming to Boston. I'm bringing hell with me. Numbers this morning. I stopped counting at nine child rapists that were in jail in Massachusetts, but rather than honoring an ICE detainer, released them back into the street.
That's Democrats.
You're not a police commissioner. Take that badge off your chest, put it in the desk drawer, because you became a politician. You forgot what it's like to be a cop.
No.
9 child rapists. They sent them out the door. That's Democrats for you. That's how you will live under Democrats. Illegals come first. If they rape a couple kids on their way to the voting booth, oh well. That's their mentality. I know it sounds nuts, but everything is ordered according to how you are expected to vote, including whether you get to break the law or not. So that's going on. Pam Bondi lowering the boom on sanctuary cities.
When they say they're tough and they have grit, really, they're protecting illegal aliens over American citizens. Not going to happen under Donald Trump's administration. We will find illegal aliens and we will deport them in Illinois, in New York, and in other states. And you better comply with federal law or you're going to be next. We've spoken loud and clear. We are sick and tired of Americans being murdered and these states protecting illegal aliens.
Yep.
And this is exactly what Donald Trump campaigned on.
Yeah.
This is no surprise to anyone at all. This is what the American voters expect. And I'm sorry, I will say it. He's got a mandate.
He does.
Popular vote, landslide in the Electoral College. This is a done deal. It's done. So you can act like that you're in support of democracy, which means that the majority rules, but then you want to act like, well, because I don't agree with what the majority decided, you can't do that. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
And the Joint Chiefs of Staff just learned that.
Yeah.
They just learned that the hard way. No, you don't get to plot coups behind Trump's back and get to keep your job. Tradition be damned. He can choose who serves him, and that's who he's choosing. And he should have absolute outsiders, whether it's the Joint Chief of Staff or whether it is the FBI. That's our best hope, that they won't go in there and immediately start plotting behind his back for a pre-dawn raid the second Trump leaves office, like they did last time.